the most badly affected system because of this abrogation of 370 article. It was education sector.
Hi, I'm Grishma Kuttar, and this is Voices from the Lockdown, a First Post podcast.
It has been a year since we saw the revocation of special status to the state of Jammu and Kashmir. The reasons that the Indian government presented for the abrogation of Article 370 and Article 35A was, in their words, to facilitate development. When I started Voices from the Lockdown in 2019, the attempt was to facilitate smoother flow of information from parts of Jammu and Kashmir, especially Kashmir, as it was in a perpetual state of lockdown for months together. In the episodes to come, we will attempt to revisit where things stand 1 year since Jammu and Kashmir was stripped of its statehood. We will try and understand the situation on the ground, both in terms of this constant talk of development and in real terms through the lives of the people of Jammu and Kashmir. Today, I'll be discussing how Kashmir is 1 year since August 5th of 2019. Joining me to help us see how it is like in Kashmir is Kashmiri journalist Kuratulen Rehbar. So Kurat, it has been close to a year since we started recording episodes for this podcast. You know, when we initially started, I remember the troubles you had to go through just to get to a phone so that you could record with me. Since then, have things changed for the better or for the worse?
See, like, right now, as we speak, Kashmir is under curfew and, heavy restrictions on the movement of people. See, post August 5, there was a complete communication blackout in Kashmir. We used to access internet from Media Facilitation Center, which was, provided by government. And the speed was too frustrating, but it eventually got a little normal in February when 2G speed internet and phone networks were restored. This time, I would say that not entirely, but things are a bit better in terms of communication. Like, we have networks, we have 2G speed internet. And I must say, the speed of internet is still so frustrating. I mean, we still have low speed internet from a year to this point.
Okay. In his 2019 speech a year back in the parliament, Home Minister Amit Shah said, and I quote, "The revocation of Article 370 helps break the monopoly that was set by previous lawmakers of Kashmir. Industry, healthcare and education in Kashmir was stalled due to Article 370. Removal of Article 370 will pave the way for Kashmir's development. It is especially so for the youth of Kashmir." Close quotes. 1 year since, other changes in Kashmir, as Amit Shah said there would be, has the revocation of special status to Kashmir been beneficial to Kashmiris?
When Home Minister announced abrogation of Article 370, he promised prosperity, development, peace. However, since then, as the year passes, the region has descended into a crisis situation with economy in shambles and education institutes shut. One of the tragic part of Kashmir's story have been its students. Patients are highly difficult to reach the hospital. Doctors and healthcare workers have been affected. And internet shutdown has also kind of made their jobs difficult. And recently, there came a report that almost 4 lakh people in Kashmir have lost their jobs. So we can say that nothing has changed on ground.
Okay. Before we venture into a specific conversation here, where we look at education, let me play back an excerpt from an interview with Mubashir Pandit, a school teacher from Kashmir.
To be very honest, I would like to say that the most badly affected system because of the segregation of 370 article, it was education sector. Because the students to be stayed at home, they were not able to go to school and online classes. And you know that internet was also banned during that very time. And because of that, we were not able to give online classes as well. Let me speak this very thing that online classes are not what we can say that they are not relevant. What we have environment in our classrooms. And to be very honest, being as a teacher, I miss my classroom, that very environment, that school. We can give each and everything to our students. We can give moral classes, moral lessons to students. That things are not possible online on classes. So it was very, very badly affected sector. Let me tell you one thing that it is not possible for us to get that loss, mm-hmm. what we have lost from last year. So we teachers also suffered a lot because mm-hmm. firstly our health, because mm-hmm. we have to prepare lectures, we have to deliver lectures online, that mm-hmm. has affected our health, mental mm-hmm. health as well, mm-hmm. because most of the teachers who were working in the private sector, they have lost their job, and we teachers, mm-hmm. we haven't received our salary since August 2019, because the school, they are not getting fee, parents mm-hmm. are denying the fee because they are saying that our wards are not coming to school, they are not willing to pay the fee, and management of the school, they are not willing to pay our salaries, and even if it was Eid, we're without salaries, mm-hmm. we have suffered a lot as well. Mm-hmm. We educated ones, we were surviving somehow, but mm-hmm. because of this thing, because of scrapping of these articles and all, and because of this corona and all, mm-hmm. we have lost everything, we have lost hope. To be very honest, many are thinking of suicide as well.
So Gurat, you've spoken to students and teachers like Mubashir Pandit in Kashmir. Do you want to elaborate on why Mubashir said that the worst affected due to uncertainty in the valley has been the education sector?
Because the, as I like already mentioned, that students in Kashmir have not attended schools for a year except for a week's time in February. The students in Kashmir barely have internet. It has been difficult for teachers for like to give online lectures as well. Students are traumatized because like they feel a sense of loss and despair. They have not attended school and other curriculum activities which doctors say are very important for students, like for their mental health, for their peace. And teachers, if we talk about teachers, they have not received their salaries for months. And we can say that students somehow like managed to give their online exams. But most of the teachers and students, they have called it a formality. See, Valley has around 2,700 private schools with around 6 lakh and 50,000 students enrolled in them. And the clampdown on education kind of disrupted their livelihood, teachers as well, and also non-teaching staff. It clearly indicates that how education sector has affected in Kashmir.
So, see, like you said, there have virtually been no classes, though the Indian government has claimed that schools and colleges have been functioning. Additionally, mm-hmm. there has also been no internet or very limited internet connectivity, even if students were to study online or take online classes. How do you think these students are dealing with these difficulties?
It's not just that online classes are not happening properly. According to various reports, almost 12 lakh students in Kashmir are staying in their homes. This means the routine of students have completely changed. There are no extracurricular activities. Also, what is most important in schooling is student-teacher physical interaction, or we can say like communication between them, which is missing now. Sometimes a student is unable to share his things with family, but they share them with their like teacher. We can say that the extended lockdown has put halt on these things. They cannot grow in a confined atmosphere because that's not normal for their growth. Planning ahead for career is also not possible without this interaction. Students have told me that it is difficult for them to seek guidance from teachers or like advices about their future. I mean, the physical counseling is also missing from a year. That is like as far as school students are concerned. The difficulties of college students who are in Kashmir now and how like are studying outside in various parts of India, they are facing problems from college administration when it comes to like internet or giving like online classes. I remember a student I interviewed recently, like from he's basically studying in Bangalore. So he told me that how difficult it was for him to send his HOD proof of like internet ban in Kashmir. He used to send him these home ministry like reports of how many times internet has been banned in Kashmir. Because he told me that his HOD said, "Where are you living? Like, how can you say that internet is not working? You're lying to me." Which means that there is this problem as well. When it comes to students who are studying outside, they are kind of being misunderstood.
Before we proceed further, let me play back a clip by Zaid Kirmani, a law student from Kashmir.
No one really thought that this entire lockdown would last for as long as it did.
Yes.
At first, we thought it would be 15, 20 days, and then we'd go back and we'd finish our examinations. personally for me, what we lost was, we lost one entire year, which ended up adding another year to our five-year degree, became a six-year degree, essentially. Mm-hmm. And it's a very old running joke in Kashmir University that, you know, a five-year degree takes 6 or 7 years for the shutdown. So personally for me, it was a huge loss of time. But honestly, all of us students were at a loss because this is a professional course. This is the law. Yeah. You need someone to teach you the nuances. You need someone to explain it to you. And no matter how much you try to study on your own, it's going to happen. It would have been an entirely different thing altogether if we had internet lookup. We could clear our doubts on the internet, but that was obviously not going to happen. Because when we live in a place like Kashmir, there is an acute lack of exposure for students from school itself. Other people who are not in a war-torn territory such as Kashmir get that exposure, but we don't. I mean, we don't even get internet properly.
So this constant uncertainty that Zaid mentioned is causing problems for college students to plan ahead. So how are students dealing with this prospect of an uncertain future, be it in terms of their studies or its completion or even prospective employment?
I talked to like Zaid and he also said that he's very uncertain about his future because he cannot kind of see his future in Kashmir because every year there's some kind of unrest. So he now feels that he has to look for better opportunities outside. And almost with every student in Kashmir, they apply for a scholarship, they apply for fellowship outside because they have kind of felt that they cannot do anything in Kashmir, they cannot do any good for them because here is no private sector, there are lack of jobs. As government claimed that we will provide jobs and they had like claimed in parliament after abrogation of article, they said that we will provide jobs. But when we see today, in fact, people have left their jobs, which means that students also, like they feel quite traumatized about this and that, okay, what will we do for future? They have now more competition, so they are in despair. They don't know what to do now. They kind of like live with this.
Thank you, Gurat, for speaking to us today. In the next episode, we will look at what has happened to the economy and employment through more interviews with the people of Kashmir. Before we wrap up, let us listen to Salik Parvez talk about how students in Kashmir have been preparing themselves to take on the impediments caused by the revocation of Article 370. Salik is a student from the Central University of Kashmir.
See, firstly, I'm a GRF scholar right now in Central University of Kashmir. I was supposed to get the admission. PhD was supposed to start in August 2019. But that was delayed and my PhD started in December 2019. And since I'm a GRF scholar, I'm also eligible for getting a stipend every month. So I started, rather than getting my stipend from August, I got my stipend from March 2020. So there is a delay, and for a scholar, you know, who is working, stipend is very important because most of us, you know, support our family through our stipend. The second thing is that as a, you know, as a researcher, we have to go through a lot of literature we have to read, and most of it we have to, you know, do it online because the university was, it was closed and there are constant strikes and curfews and all those things, and the internet is also not working properly. So there is this new thing that we are trying to do is that we are preparing and we are, you know, searching for the material or literature or study material, whatever it is. We prepare it keeping in mind that we may not have internet, you know, today, tomorrow, whether it, even if it's just 2G. So we keep in mind that, you know, internet can be snapped at any time because encounter there, a strike there, you know, anything can happen. The anniversary today of C70, we were actually, most of us were shocked that, you know, the internet is still working because that's what we expect now. And that's how we, you know, go about our studies, that we keep in mind we have planned it in such a way that we have included information blockades and communication gaps into our study schedule.
That is all from this episode of Voices from the Lockdown. For previous episodes, visit the First Post channel on audioboom.com.